Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Hope you're getting your hamburgers ready. Hot dogs, too. Fire up that grill. My potato salad's ready to go. All right. Start off, we'll open up the chat room. You can join the chat room by going to BTR Radio, giving yourself a fun chat name or a chat name that relates directly to what you're trying to promote. And I will help promote you if you're in the chat room. So that's what you want to do. Okay. Yep, it's officially summer.
Inside my head, and I stop and smell a squirrel. I don't know about you, but Lou and I think that America is about the greatest country in the USA.
Yeah, and we've only been to about 6 of the 40 states.
It's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Never been out of the country. Well, we went to Hawaii once. That was pretty.
Lovely. Well, next summer we're going to rent a car and drive to England.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. What are you thinking? If America had a barbecue, who would come?
Let's find out.
America is like a barbecue.
It's like a big cookout.
Just give us a heads up, you're coming.
Send a text.
And would it kill you to bring a side dish?
Perhaps some potato chips.
Or a six-pack of Stella.
Even Bud Light.
Hey, France. Have some fries.
Belgium, have a waffle.
Hey, hungry, are you hungry?
Turkey, have some turkey.
Papua New Guinea. Welcome.
How you doing?
Sweden, hamburger, or hot dog. But you really have to decide.
Hello.
Our macaroni salad,
but you'll never take our freedom.
Africa, half seconds we owe you.
Oh great, who invited Canada?
Iraq, no hard feelings.
Lime pie.
Jamaica, share your brownies.
Hey, Chad, how's it hanging?
Puerto Rico, there's a kid's table.
Or 20.
Niger, glad we pronounced your name right this time. America, like a barbecue.
Clean up.
my co-host is... We have to be quiet, Judy. My first performer is an amazing talent. She is on... And how many people here are in the softball team of the Friars? All right, Nate softball team. She actually sees the ball and lets it hurt her because she's not Jewish. Okay, she's been on the Colin Quinn show. She sang actually for Barbara Streisand. I don't know if it was the real Barbara Streisand. It was Barbara. She's been on PBS, on Fox, and on NBC. She's brilliant. She's talented. She's gorgeous. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Miss Nancy Lombardo. Everybody again. This is how it goes. Well, enough about you. Let's talk about me. Me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. Yes, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's a shot. You know what I'm Puerto Rican and Italian. Yes, I am. But I like to pretend I'm French, because I'm crazy. Oh, you're so cute. Look at that baby face there. Oh, yes, with the face to match. Yes, he's such a cute man. So cute, yes. Hello, my name is Piaf. Right, Piaf. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their measles. I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. No, you know my friend, yes. We French have a sense of humor, we have to wear French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again, never wanted to. What is she to do? Can't help it. I can't. I am crazy. And listen, therapy is not for everyone. It's for people with money. Am I right? It's for people with money. It's not for everyone. And I feel for what you pay for therapy that you should leave with something every session. So I stole her pen, some tissues, the clock. And then she gave me some advice. She goes, Nancy, you should find out what's missing for your life and grab it. So I stole her iPad. No iPad, no appointments. I'm cured. Yay for me. Oh, it wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na-na-na-na-na. I thought that stole my life. How do they know? And my grandmother, my Italian grandmother, was always telling me these Italian stories. You know, when I come to America, I don't have a dime. When I come to America, I don't have a dime. Well, Grandma, guess what? Now I have a dime! The economy's so bad, I'm looking for jury duty. Anybody else? I'm trying to get jury duty. Please, pick me. I'll do all the cases. Pick me. A lot of fun. My mother's a migrant to Puerto Rico. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She would just turn and start going, listen! No me la pena, I don't have time to discuss what I'm saying, so don't! What? She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? But she did have this great mom advice she used to give out, this mom cliches, or cliches, as she called them. Mira Nancy, listen to this cliches, it's going to save your life. That cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every cloud has a silver lining. Mom, my head is hurting. Stop with these wisdoms. Okay, don't get scared. Two Irishmen walk out of a bar. It could happen. You're that kind of a crowd, aren't you? Yeah. Okay, a priest and a rabbi walk into the bar, and the bartender goes, "What is this, some kind of a joke?" I love you. Wonderful laugh for you. And sir, what's your name, sir?
Michael.
What do you do for a living, or what did you do?
Whatever I can find.
Whatever you can find? What is your expertise?
Finance, real estate.
Finance, real estate. Keeping it vague. I like that, Michael. I like that name. Do you have any hobbies, Michael?
Golf.
You like to play golf? Do you have any favorite foods?
No.
No favorite foods. You're a big help, Michael. You like to play golf, real estate, finance, I don't know. Is this your wife? Good. Okay. Good answer. Okay, and what's your name? Shelly and Michael. What a coincidence. I happen to have written a song about your life. But you like to go play golf and have fun and watch it on TV. Oh, Michael, it's so sweet when you're out there on the green. You grab a hold of your putter, you know what I mean. You hit the ball, get a bogey or a birdie, or go for the ninth hole right away and skip the hole. Dirty, dirty.
That was a great song. Feed the love, starve the war. You can't go wrong with that, right? Hey, speaking of feeding and love, nothing to do with the other, except I'm cooking up a storm. Tomorrow, Movie Addict Headquarters, Betty Jo Tucker, Miss Authority on movies. She knows them all. I don't know how she must grow popcorn in your backyard. Anyway, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., an interesting guest and lively topics. This week, it's going to be award-winning producer Tim Parrell. Ooh, 4 p.m. on Movie Addict Headquarters. He's produced many films, including Last Chance Harvey and The Love Punch, which opened last Friday. Ooh, really? I got to go check that out. With the great star, controversial now, Emma Thompson. She's in the news. She said something not bad, but okay, she's controversial, so is Betty Jo. Anyway, Movie Addict Headquarters. Also check out her reviews, Movie Addict Headquarters reviews, and her blog. Betty Jo Tucker is also on Facebook if you want to check her out and find out more information. But it's every Tuesday at 4 p.m. My loyal listener and fellow radio personality, it's Betty Jo Tucker. I don't know where the rest of the kids are today, Betty Jo, but it's me and you today. So with that in mind, we've timed it all perfectly. Every Tuesday, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters. And what should we go out on, Betty Jo? Happy Memorial Day, everyone, right? I guess so. I could play something patriotic, or I could just play something so me to go out on. Here we go.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that Panera food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Happy holiday, everyone.
Happy, happy, happy. That's all, folks.